Proverbs 15:14 says, "The heart of him that hath understanding seeketh knowledge, but the mouth of fools feedeth on foolishness." One of the most difficult things to deal with as a pastor and even as a committed Bible-believing Christian is to watch people walk off of a cliff. I don't mean a literal cliff, obviously, but the metaphor works. You come in contact with a professing Christian. They seem to be sincere and desiring to grow spiritually, but they're always being sucked into things that stunt their spiritual growth. It starts with the fact that they're mistaken about what it means to search for knowledge. You see, when the Bible speaks of knowledge, it means true knowledge. Seeking after knowledge, biblically, isn't just to know things. To truly seek after knowledge is to know right things, true things, etc. Paul spells this out for us in Philippians 4, 8, and 9. He says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you." That doesn't mean that we don't learn about things that are not true. It means that we learn the truth about those things which are not true. Some people always come back after reading that and they're like, "I'm never going to look at anything that isn't true." That's not what it's saying. It's saying that when you look at something that's not true, learn the truth about it. It's like learning the truth about the false teachings of cults, or learning the truth about false things we're taught about science and history. And that goes for each item in Paul's list. We think about whatsoever things are just, and that includes learning about injustices, like slavery or people wrongly convicted of crimes, etc. The heart of him that hath understanding seeketh knowledge. Sadly, a lot of our professing Christian friends and family believe that ignorance is bliss. But that's only true in some very limited circumstances. The fact is, God says repeatedly that he wants his children to be informed and not lack knowledge. But that must be qualified with that phrase, true knowledge. The Bible has some very strong words against our being ignorant. Romans 11:3 begins saying, "Now I would not have you ignorant, brethren." Later in Romans 11:25, Paul says, "For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery." 1 Corinthians 10:1, "Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant," over and over. And at one point, with words of frustration about those opposing his apostleship, Paul said in 1 Corinthians 14:37, "But if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant." And he's talking about willful ignorance there. And we see the same thing repeated in the Old Testament over and over. Passages like Hosea 4:6, where God says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." God's word is clear. The heart of him that hath understanding seeketh knowledge. And that begins with Jesus Christ, who said in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." And to know Jesus is to know his word. As we read in John 8:31, "Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed." Now, some people try to sound real spiritual in their ignorance, and they'll say something like, "I know Jesus, and that's all I need to know." But we can only know Jesus by knowing his word. And some will say, "I believe on the name of Jesus, and that's all I need to know." But Psalm 138:2 says, "I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth, for thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name." If you and I have a heart of understanding, we will seek true knowledge in our King James Bible. Nothing that contradicts God's word in any way is true knowledge. All true knowledge conforms to God's word. So our search for knowledge begins with God's word and never goes against God's word. And if you understand that, you have a heart that hath understanding. Now, just be faithful in your lifelong quest to grow in the faith and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Jesus himself prayed in John 17:17 to the Father, "Sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth."